Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with How to Fix the Future, and guess what? We have 3.0 now, so there's a little bit more added to the game. So, enjoy it. And I'm saying, then he's like, terribly hungry, I hope. It's Daisy, should I approach her? Well, no, why should I? Okay, just different scores. Yeah, I'm really not that into Daisy, so, you know, that's not my thing, guys. So, obviously, I'm not gonna go for that. If that's your thing, go for it. Chloe! Hey, Grim, what do you want? I was on my way to rest and your door was open. You left the dinner early. Is everything okay? Yeah, everything's fine. And the door, it's just jammed. I was just about to figure it out. Yeah, I had something similar. Let me help. You just need to... Dude, you don't need to, really. I'll do it myself. Oh, oops? What the fuck do you mean, oh, oops? Fuck, Grim, are your hands growing out of your ass? Sorry, it worked in my room. Fuck. Looks like I'm sleeping in your place tonight. You'll be sleeping on the floor. I won't let you in my bed. Besides, I had plans and you've ruined them. The floor is cold. Well, you didn't have to fucking break my door. Shit, I didn't mean to. Are you really gonna make me sleep on the floor? I could. Fuck it, you can lay with me, but don't you dare grope me. And what plans did you have? Well, you certainly weren't in them. You're as always. What do you think about all this? The academy? The future? The people? Are you getting used to it? What can I say? I still can't believe this is really happening. But to be fair, I'm starting to like it here. If I keep digging through their computers and less exercising, then I'll be happy. If only I couldn't see or hear the queen tricks. Oh, and get some booze. That'd be really nice for all of this. Do you think we can do it? Complete training and save the future? How the hell do I know? We'll deal with those issues as they arise. We kinda don't have any other choice. We're stuck in this shit, and I'm glad we're together. You weren't really happy with our company before. Yeah, I'm kind of starting to change my mind. I'm glad to be with you. And I'm glad that you're with us. What do you think about the others? Oh, I definitely adore Baby Girl, and so are you. And what? And the same with you. And the others, they're alright, except Octavia. She's batshit crazy. I don't like her. She's nice, but she doesn't attract me. Then who does? Foxy? I don't think she's your type, although she clearly has a crush on you. Why is everyone crushing on you? Are you some kind of special? I think I made it clear I like someone else. You know, it doesn't matter who I like. It's my business. Whatever, I just tried to keep up with the conversation. Just the two of us on the bed in a small locked room is extremely awkward. Let's try this. Why do you care how I like? What, do you have a crush on me too? Jealous? Me? Crush? Jealous of you? Well, you have quite an ego, dude. Do you think everyone should melt when they see you? Do you think that the whole world revolves around you? I'm absolutely not attracted to you. So if I kiss you now, you won't answer? Dude, I'd rather kiss my hand than you. And don't even think about reaching to me with your lips. You're gonna get it between the eyes. Rude. But it's yours, but that's your thing, so I'm not mad. Right, friends don't take offense. You can have friends with benefits. Have you heard about fuck buddies? Haha, yep. I can already see how we're fucking and then go to breakfast as if nothing had happened. Actually, it sounds alright. We can think about that. Hey, friend, pal, buddy, with no sex, haha. Let's just wrap up with the awkward shit, okay? And... truth or dare? Really? Is it the best you could come up with? Truth or dare? Come on, answer. Truth then. The girl in the photo from the trash in your room, your ex. Why did you break up? And why did you throw away the photo? And why only now? Well, what kind of question is that? Maybe another question? It's been 2 years already. Is the wound still there? It's not that. Ugh, fine. What exactly did my mom tell you? You loved her. She left for university and you broke up. Well, that's your answer right there. Are there more details? It's that simple. We couldn't be together anymore. We tried to make it work, but I definitely couldn't get in there. Just move in with her. There were no jobs, and I wouldn't want to leave Mom alone, and she obviously couldn't stay. It was a hard decision for both of us. We had a great relationship. We loved each other. We could have been married by now.
Whoops, sorry. I forgot that air conditioner was on.
But now, I guess I can say it was a mature decision. And the only right one. And I threw the photo away just recently, 2 years later. Well, because I couldn't get over her. I see. I'm sorry. Now you, ask away. Truth or dare? Dare. Take your clothes off. Fuck off. You take your clothes off. These are the rules. I'm saying you're doing. I thought you would ask me to jump on one leg or sing a song. When did you play this game last time? In kindergarten? Well, not fully. At least shorts. I don't want to take off my clothes in front of you. Jesus, you have panties under them. It'd be like I see you in a beach with a swimsuit. Why are you making excuses? Fine, pervert. Happy? Pretty much. Dude, stop staring at me like that. That's creepy. You're hot. How can you not stare? Fucking don't turn this into a more awkward and creepy situation, please. You started this game. Fine, truth or dare? Truth. When and with whom did you lose your virginity? God, you got some questions. Just like your challenges, so we're equal. In high school, with a girl named Chloe. Are you fucking kidding me? No, I swear, she's actually called Chloe. And how was that? Do you mean the process? Well, it was nice. By the way, it was the second question. My question implied a full answer. How exactly? We stayed at her home when no one was there, had a few drinks, and were kissing for 2 hours on the sofa. By that time, I was no longer feeling my lips, and I finally made up my mind and reached into her panties. Then I pulled out my cock and fucked everything out of her, finished on her tummy. She was satisfied. Is that the full answer you wanted? Well, we don't know if she was satisfied. From his perspective, she was. She might not have been. We don't know. We're gonna assume she was, though. Yes, haha, pervert. What is the perversion here? It was my first time doing mission. Alright, ask me. Truth or dare? Dare. Give me a massage. Fuck, Grim. You know the rules. Press down harder there on the left. Can't believe I'm doing this, and I want it to be less awkward. Nothing awkward, just a friend getting a massage from a friend. I saw porn that started like this. Oh, do you watch porn? Who doesn't watch porn? I don't know, blind people? Aha, exactly. Everyone who says they don't watch porn watches it the most. What's your favorite? And yours? I asked first. I don't care. Come on, answer. And maybe I'll tell you. Ha! There's gay on there. That's how you freak her out right there. Teens, MILFs, anal, BDSM. Wow, never thought. And you probably have a lot in common with our mistress. You should tell her about that. Maybe you can even have fun together. Oh, somebody here likes MILFs? Interesting, interesting. They're just so experienced in these juicy bodies. Is this bullshit? Yeah, it's bullshit. I gotta see that. No wonder, the most trivial porn. It's good porn, depends on the actress. Carnival. Aha. Sorry, anal? Really, what's appealing about that? Shit comes out of there. And during breaks, the dick goes in there. I don't know, I like it. This is funny. To get the different answers, it's kind of funny. So we're just gonna go with, I like MILFs, so there you go. It's like, and those juicy bodies. And what about you? Sometimes I could watch MILFs. I agree there's something appealing in them. But I like to watch gay porn. Do you like watching men fucking each other in the asses? Lesbian porn, Grim. Lesbians are gays too. Learn the basics. Her stuff is actually backed up by Pornhub. Go into Pornhub statistics right now. They do their little research study every year. Women, in particular, mostly watch gay lesbian porn more than any other category on Pornhub. It's true. What are you doing? Hey! Why are you strangling me? It's just a little bit. Look at how delicate we are. So, do you like lesbian porn? Why? Are you a lesbian? I don't know. I just like watching. A lot of women are straight. Straight women. I know, right? It doesn't make a lot of sense. Chloe, if it turns you on, it means you're a lesbian. Who said it turns me on? Then why are you watching it? To expand my fucking horizons. What is your problem? I'm just wondering. I'm not gay, so I don't watch gay porn. Listen, I'm not trying to analyze you by your preferences in porn, so don't you do that to me. Everyone's watching different porn, and that doesn't necessarily mean anything. Why can't you just answer yes or no? Because I don't know, Grim. Alright? I don't know. Are you happy now? Let's get some sleep. Turn off the lights when you go to sleep. Do you mind if I get in the bed? Get in. Sorry if I was pushing too hard. Doesn't matter to me whether you're gay or not. Although we met in person not long ago, you're my friend. And only us three here know what we're going through now. I don't want you to be angry with me. Grim, everything's fine. I'm not angry with you. I'm angry with myself. Why? Because my life is a mess. My family's fucked up. I made a lot of mistakes in my life, and I can't even figure out myself. I'm looking at Kathy, and it's so easy and simple for her. Despite the harsh world in which she lives in, she's doing well. She's confident, and she has principles. And it seems like she's ready for everything. She has an answer and a plan for everything. She knows what she wants and knows how to get it. I'm not like that. All I have is a sense of humor and a defense mechanism, which is basically the same thing. I came here with you not to save humanity, but because I wanted to escape from myself and my life. But it seems like it's starting to catch up with me here again. I'm sorry, is there anything I can do to help? You're already helping. I would have never talked with anyone about it before, and I certainly would have called someone my friend, my buddy. Maybe you wanted to say, fuck buddy? Haha, jerk. Seriously, do you think? Can we even save the world? I mean, we're a bunch of incompetent morons. Well, we'll learn. We're already learning. Yeah, but would that help? We'll learn to think, jump, run, punch people. And what will it change? We'll be ready for everything. Or anything, rather. But I'm not sure that I can kill a baby. And why would we need to kill someone? What if we just simply don't let him be born? It's much simpler. I mean, we can prevent his conception. And we don't need to get our hands dirty. Just thinking out loud. Chloe, that's genius. And don't even try to tell me you're good for nothing. Neither Kathy nor Octavia had thought of it. And now you, lying in bed, figured out how to save humanity. Praise Chloe, new candidate for president of the Phoenix Corporation. Haha, shut up. We'll discuss it tomorrow with Octavia. Maybe without me, it's hard for me to be next to her. She kind of reminds me of my mom. Really? Octavia, is your mom also a dominatrix? Ha ha. Yep, the whole childhood I was wearing latex dresses instead of normal ones. Ha ha. Ha ha. Okay, let's get some sleep. Sweet dreams, Grim. Sweet dreams, Chloe. Chloe? Grim, we're not gonna be fuck buddies. Too bad, but that's not what I'm talking about. I wanna pee. I will also not drink your piss. Wait until morning. What the? Fuck, Grim, go, oh, come on, not there. Fuck, what a fucking... What? I couldn't wait till morning, and it's good for the plant. Now it will stink with your piss here. Ah, you quickly get used to it. You're an asshole. That's funny how one event can launch a series of events and change our life and other people's lives. How much is the past related to the future? And how fate, if it exists, plays with us. How help and understanding comes from where you least expect it. How someone succeeds in something, and someone fails. We can be different, we can be hundreds of kilometers or even hundreds of years apart, but we all have something in common. We all believe in something and dream of something. Whatever weight we're carrying from the past, we must move forward no matter what. And even if we don't want to, people around us make us change. What we'll do tomorrow is only up to us. Maybe fate's a bitch and perhaps it can't be changed. But through clenched teeth, we must overcome all the difficulties if we want to survive. We should embrace the new and look into the future. Do what we like and never stop learning new things. But don't forget to look back sometimes and realize how far we've come. And how we succeeded in so many things. But most importantly, never stop. And even if we sometimes feel like fate has led us not where we wanted. The future holds many secrets. And sometimes we just can't know for sure what fate has prepared for us until we make it all the way. Who knows what it has in store for us in the future and what awaits for us around the corner. Anyway, I'm just happy that I made some friends, people that I'm getting attached to, and a big goal in life. And how to fix the future? That still remains to be seen. Entering the Kepler-62e atmosphere. Coordinates are not available. Recalculating coordinates. Altitude, pull up! Altitude, pull up! Altitude, pull up! Ah! Incredible. The end of chapter one. We have a little bit of chapter two. Earth meets the moon. We'll be right back. Okay. So that's all we're going to do right now. You know, in fairness to Mr. Moon Me, because, you know, still working on this stuff. I don't want to just give away stuff that he's been, you know, letting out to the patrons. So, we're basically going to do this in a very slower process. Actually, we would have ended here, but since I actually have just a little more, part one, we'll do that. It's okay, it's on the low tier now, so we can do part one. But when the next part comes out, you know, again, I'll have to wait till it's on the low tier. I have to make sure that everybody that's paid for the game gets their tier, gets the privilege of being able to play it first, and then when I get the tier that I have, which is the low tier, then I'll get it for you guys. So I want to make sure that everybody that's playing the game right now, you know, I don't want to go in any higher tiers because I don't want to give away things that people, you know, need to pay for. So I want to wait until they get on the lowest tier, and then I'll go ahead and do it. Or maybe even a week after the lowest tier releases. Just so, you know, I'm not really messing up the thing. Because this guy's making a really good game, and I mean, he's going to do really good on it. I mean, regardless. I mean, he's making a lot of money from the game right now, doing very well. But, you know, it's just out of respect to the guy, because I really do like the game, and I don't want to just give away the whole thing to people that, you know, aren't paying and all that. You know, especially since the game doesn't have a free version anymore. What you just saw is all that the itch version is going to offer, at least until the game is finished. So, that's all we have right now as far as itch is concerned. But I will be showing the patron stuff probably next week. We'll show a little bit of that first chapter. Of course, it's going to take us a little while to go through it. So as new chapters release, yeah, we'll have them. But it's whenever they get there. Of course, there's other games we're playing as well. Some things are about to be unveiled in a couple of days that are completely finished. So we may wait a little bit on this story, even though I personally love it. It's one of my favorite AVNs of all time right now. So, at any rate, we'll get back to how to fix the future in a little bit. And I guess it'll be the Grimlord. And I'll see you next week with, I guess, a little more how to fix the future. And that's all we can do.